How did you feel when your son told you that he wanted to be a wrestler, and how did you prepare him for all of this?
Well, you know, when he told me he wanted to be a wrestler, number one, I was shocked. Because he had, you know, he had graduated from college, had a degree in business administration.
Mm-hmm.
And then told me he wants to wrestle. I said, well, Dad, you've always been my hero. I've always wanted to be just like you. And it's like, son, have you heard my story? And he says, of course, Dad. And here's what I realized. I realized, number one, there are some things, no matter how much you preach it to your kids, they don't get it. They don't get it because they've not experienced it, and they don't understand it. So here's what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to drive a wedge in my relationship with my son. I didn't want him to go through the rest of his life thinking, well, you know, I could have done this. And Dad said no. Or then he just, you know, go against me and we have a big fight. So I said, okay. And it's kind of like, and I tell people, God basically does the same thing to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've given you the rule book, but you want to go do it your way. You go do it your way, and I'll be here when you get back. And so, yeah, I was concerned for my son, and he dealt with some drinking and issues of that kind, but he wasn't, you know, the business had changed a lot, and I thought that would help, and to a big degree it had, because a lot of the accountability standards that the WWE has now weren't in place when we were doing this.
Sure, sure.
Today, they work 4 days a week. You know, they're out on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Monday, Tuesday. And then they go home. Every week, they go home.
Mm-hmm.
So, plus, they have a state-of-the-art drug testing policy. I mean, my son told me, he said, Dad, he says, he says, they're so strict now. He says, let's say I get a cold or something, I go to the doctor, and he prescribes me an antibiotic or something. He says, the first thing I have to do is call the WWE doctor.
Wow.
And let him know what's been prescribed, because if it shows up in my system and I haven't told him about it, even if it's not a cocaine or some illicit drug,
mm-hmm.
then I'm still docked. I'm still on vacation for 30 days.
Wow.
So they've improved a lot of things in WWE that, you know, helps that accountability that wasn't there when I was there. But even with that, my son figured it out. I mean, I said, you're to be a star in this business, it's going to consume so much of your time that it will be your family. And he, even with having the days off, he realized, oh my gosh, I'm gone all the time. And he says, that's not fair to my wife and my son. And I was like, you know, and he called me and told me when his contract was about to expire. He said, Dad, he says, the first thing is I don't want to hear those words. And I said, what words? I told you so. and I said, okay, I won't say those words. Now what's up? And he says, well, my contract's coming up and I'm not going to re-up. And he was doing great. I mean, he was doing really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why? I said, well, basically you were right. And so he figured it out on his own. And today I have no children that are wrestlers, and I couldn't be happier. And again, I loved what I did. And, you know, and I don't want to discourage anybody out there that if that's your dream, go for it. The only thing I would say is it's like, you know, if that's what you want to do, stay single until you're out of it, because it's going to be your life.
Yeah.
And it's just the nature of the beast. It's not anybody's fault.
Mm-hmm.